Jasmine. Hi, and I am Norfariza Shavika.
We are going to read a story about the magic clock.
Once when Jinky went by Mother Goddess, he swung her nice round face clock. Now Jinky had no clock, and he had always wanted one like Mother Goddess. He peeped in at the kitchen door. There was no one inside. Then the naughty little fellow ran to the metal piece, took down the clock, hid it under his coat, and ran home. Mother Goddess has two clocks, so she can spare me this once, says Jinky to himself. But I better not put it on my metal piece in case anyone comes in and sees it. I will hit it.
So he put it in his leather. No sooner had he done that, then Fanny came in for a chat. Jinky gave her a chat, and they sat talking away for a long time. But as they talked, a curious noise was gradually heard. It was the noise of ticking. But dear me, such loud ticking. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. What's